Hello everybody and welcome back to the channel and another video. I'm all by myself. We've got two games to talk about. Let's do it. Roll the intro and we'll get straight into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the channel and another video. This is the Arsenal show. So kicking it off, we had two games this week. We had a nice Carabao Cup game midweek against League One opposition in Bolton. And we won that game 5-1. Obviously, a lot of changes to the side, as to be expected. We had five debutants. You know, Mikel Arteta, who doesn't trust and doesn't play young players, gave... You know, five youngsters starts here. So, yeah, very, very impressed with this. And also in this game, what I liked, a lot of the players that, you know, were coming into the side that either haven't been starting or, you know, they've been injured and what have you. When they come in, they did really, really well this game. They actually played brilliantly. And, yeah, I've got to give a shout out in this game. I thought Declan Rice, he did really well. He looked really good. Obviously, the big one, Sterling, big new signing. Loan signing, he come on and did really, really well in this game as well. I thought Sterling was absolutely brilliant against Bolton. I thought Skelly, before he got taken off, I thought he looked really good. And yeah, just an absolutely brilliant game. Obviously, the first goal, Declan Rice gets it. He's a player, like I said a minute ago, that we want to be scoring, we want to see doing well. And he looked back to his best with that goal. Nanweri, he then scored twice, two really well taken finishes, really well taken goals. Sterling got his goal, and then Kai Havertz off the bench scored one as well. But for that game, for me, man of the match, I always do these little graphics and pull them up for you. So, yeah, here we go. For that one, Ethan Nanweri, easily the man of the match against Bolton. And I actually really wanted him to start in this Leicester game at the weekend, funny enough, based on that performance. But obviously, Mikel Arteta knows better than me. He put Trossard and Havertz back in the midfield and had him interchange and swap him. But yeah, going into the Leicester game, well, really, what a game of two halves. I mean, first half, absolutely brilliant. And then second half, minus about 15 to 20 minutes, where, like I said on the Purely Arsenal pod in the midweek, it looked like they had their powers taken away via, you know, like Space Jam back in the day. They just all to a man crumbled and didn't look like what they were doing, what they knew what to do. And yeah, it became a really, really tricky game out there. That one, I was really, really impressed again with certain individuals. I thought Declan Rice again against Leicester looked back to his best. I thought Timber, especially first half, and in that period to that second as well, I thought was brilliant. I really, really was impressed with him. And then Calafiori, from a attacking standpoint, I thought was really, really good in that first half against Leicester. But there is a few things with Calafiori that I'm noticing. And I noticed it in the Bolton game as well, funny enough. There's a few still defensive lapses. He's not, you know, he's not a complete write-off like I feel with Zinchenko. But there's slight defensive lapses there with Calafiori where he is being caught out. And I think it's coachable. I think that's something that they're going to take notice of. They're going to drill in him and he'll get better over time. I'm not worried about him, you know, being skinned and being torn up by, you know, Bolton players. And then at times against Leicester at the weekend, there were a few where he got caught out as well. I mean, the second goal, especially him and Trossard just completely leave Justin on his own. Both of them, for me, have got the blame for that one. And Thomas Partey as well for just completely neglecting the cross coming in. He makes, I mean, I'm saying he makes no effort to get it, but I don't know if he's got the pace in his legs anymore to get it. unfortunately. But yeah, for that game, the Leicester one, I gave the man of the match to Bukayo Saka. First half, I thought he pretty much was key to every single thing that we were doing. I thought he was magnificent. He had the captain's armband on. He took it in his stride. You know, he didn't dip because he had the armband on. It didn't weigh too heavy. He just done his job and got on with it. And I thought he was magnificent. And then in that second bit of the second half where we come back, I thought he was instrumental to that, as was again Ethan Nwaneri. I thought Nwaneri was absolutely brilliant when he came on. He completely changed the game, flipped the game on its head. And you know what? What I like about him as well is that he's just direct. He's got no fear, and he won't be bullied either. He's very strong for his age, and that I think is going to be really, really useful for Arteta. I mean, Arteta made the big calls in the summer, getting rid of Smith Rowe, getting rid of Fabio Vieira back on loan to Porto, basically backing Nwaneri as this next option should something happen to Martin Odegaard, to Declan Rice, even Moreno, which we've seen happen. And yeah, I just think now Ethan Nwaneri's talent is justifying getting more minutes on the pitch than what he's currently getting. And I hope and I pray, I don't think he'll play tomorrow against PSG, but I'm hoping at least he may get a significant amount of minutes against Southampton, because he absolutely deserves it. He's a magnificent, magnificent talent. But yeah, going back onto the Leicester game just quick, obviously we take the lead through Gabriel Martinelli, and that's a player that desperately, desperately needed that goal. And it was a great bit of work by Timber and by Bukayo Saka, and also from Kai Havertz. He actually drags the number five and the number eight for Leicester out of position towards him, which leaves more space for Timber to do that overlap with Saka to get the ball in. And yeah, it's a really, really nice goal. The Trossard goal as well, the first one, nice finish. Martinelli assist, that's brilliant for him. He needs that going forward. We want Martinelli to do numbers, which we saw two seasons ago. You know, Martinelli was such an important and pivotal player. So yeah, you want him to get back to his best. It's not been the best of starts this season for him, but he's definitely in his stride now, and I hope that that continues in these next two games that we've got coming up. And then obviously the two goals go in from Leicester, like I said, and we dip. And the first one, it's just Kai Havertz. Unfortunately, he's just too deep in, and that gets the ricochet, and it goes into the net, sadly. And then the one after it, like I said a minute ago, Calafiori and Trossard just not tracking Justin at all. And yeah, he'll never score a goal like that again in his life. But it's an amazing finish. But arguably one of the best goals of the weekend, if not the best goal of the weekend, to be fair. So yeah, you've got to give props where props is due. But there was a period of time there where I was absolutely spinning about what was happening. And then in the extra time as well, and we spoke about this on the Purely, funny enough, when Saliba and Gabriel and Raya are like just passing it between them round the back, I was screaming like, please, will you guys get the ball forward? But no, these guys know better than I do. And I like that they've got that calmness and that they always know that they will get another chance. And yeah, Trossard's second goal, the set-piece delivery by Saka now, it's David Beckham-esque, you know. He really is putting these corners in an area with intent, and the control from Trossard on his weaker foot to then get it onto his strongest and get the deflected goal in off Ndidi is brilliant. It really is really, really good work from him. And then, yeah, the fourth goal, the one that we get at the end, obviously Gabriel Jesus comes on. He's scuffed his shot there. I mean, he's lucky. He's lucky that we were ahead, because if that was still 2-2 and he'd done that, God almighty, I would have been cussing him. But I think the ground and I think the online presence and everything would have absolutely slaughtered the guy, because Kai Havertz and Raheem Sterling are literally open for a tap-in. All he's got to do is slide across a five-yard ball, which is, you know, what he should have done instead of taking the shot. But yeah, luckily it ricochet off the keeper and then off Justin into Kai Havertz for the goal. So yeah, it was a nice one to get. And yeah, lovely to get the two wins there. And nice for boring old park the bus Arsenal to score 9 goals in 1 week. You know, I think that game at the weekend was the most XG that we've had for nearly a decade. I think it was the most chances created in the league in a game by a team other than Chelsea. So we've completely, you know, shut up the analysis from these people that are held in such high regard and high esteem. And, you know, thinking about that, really, it's got to a stage now where, to me, these are ex-pros that I used to watch and I used to begrudgingly admire and respect. But I do believe now that they're just characters. They're just playing a character to try and harvest views and, you know, garner clicks and attention to the content that they're providing on all of these channels and these, you know, social media platforms to generate an advertising revenue. It's a bit like what can happen politically with some of these political figures that are quite big, either if you sit on the right end of the spectrum or the left end of the spectrum. I don't believe always that what they're espousing and the views that what they're giving are actually what they really believe. They just know that it's a bait that will get engagement farming for what they're providing. And to me, it's just lazy. It's not even objective. You know, I don't watch it because I think the refs watch and, you know, I think, is it Dermot Gallagher, whatever his name is absolutely terrible. I mean, the show with Howard Webb and Michael Owen is awful enough. But yeah, Dermot Gallagher, where he does this refs watch instance. I saw today that when Ndidi kicked the ball away from us, delaying us having a free kick, he said there was no Arsenal players around there to take that free kick. Well, when Trossard booted the ball away and got sent off against Man City, which, you know, for me, I thought Trossard was silly and I knew that he was going to be sent off for it. I know the time ran over and everything else, but yeah, I did think at the time that, oh, he's been silly here and he's going to get done. A bit like how I felt with Declan Rice, actually. But there was, you know, Silva and all the other Man City players, they weren't stood there ready to take the free kick because Trossard had booted the ball down the other end of the pitch. So I don't understand this logic and the way that they're trying to explain it. It is just like we've always said, that they're just making this up constantly as they're going along. And there is no consistency. I mean, Justin again done it in the second half with delaying us with a throw on. And then Skip as well, when he hacked down Martinelli, which for me should have been a straight red card. Absolute disgusting tackle. He booted the ball away then as well and didn't face any action for it. So, yeah, completely, you know, just weird ways how they're trying to spin these narratives to obviously discredit Arsenal, but then go with this logic that Arsenal are this, you know, ill-tempered, dark arts, you know, emotional side, when, like I said earlier, the emotional control that we showed to come back against Leicester, still play our game, even though we've looking like we've dropped 2 points and then we've ended up gaining them back. That's not spoken about at all. It's just the it's always the negative and never the positive with Arsenal. And that's why I think, you know, all these Arsenal podcasts that are out there, cherish them, because that's where you're going to get your objective and your fair analysis, because you're not getting it on any mainstream platform anymore, sadly. I mean, it used to be the go-to place back in the day, but now it's just diminished. It's absolutely ruined. It's just not worth, you know, tuning into and watching, sadly, because again, it's just an engagement farming practice. But yeah, so going into tomorrow's game against PSG, for me, I'm hoping that there will be the one, maybe two changes. like I said earlier, I'm hoping then where he gets a start, either against PSG or Southampton. I don't think he's going to, but I would like to see Jorginho play tomorrow. I really do. I really hope he starts Jorginho over Thomas Partey, because I don't think Thomas Partey can handle three games in a week. And also, I think as well, Jorginho is more suited for the Champions League than he is the Premier League. I know the Champions League's intense, but it's not as intense or as quick as the Premier League. And I think that will suit Jorginho. And I believe PSG, where they will commit their fullbacks forward and they will leave the space, Jorginho is a good shout for that, for me there. And yeah, thank you, BX. No, I appreciate it. Yeah, come on. And yeah, I really hope Jorginho plays tomorrow. And I hope that Havertz is leading the line, although I do think he'll probably be used primarily as an eight, and Trossard will be up front, because he scored two goals at the weekend. Trossard, you can't really drop him after he scores two goals, to be fair. So that makes sense for me that he will start. For that one, I've gone for a 2-1 win. I think that we're going to beat PSG 2-1 tomorrow. And then at the weekend, I know Southampton obviously playing now. Last time I checked, they were 3-1 down. I've gone for a 3-0 win in that game. And I believe, yeah, that we're going to beat them 3-0 on Saturday afternoon. So I did open this up to say if anybody wanted to come in, by all means, come in and we'll have a chat and what have you. But it looks as though I did leave this really late, to be fair. It is basically my fault. But yeah, we're nearly at 20 minutes in. I was just going to do a quick brief synopsis, which I've done. So I'll leave it there. And thank you very much, everybody that's tuned in and that's listened. And everyone that's subscribed so far over the weekend, I hit the milestone of over 200 subscribers. So thank you very much, everybody that's done that. And I've checked the audio platforms as well. And I've seen that we've got a few 5-star reviews over on Apple. And we've also got a few 5-star reviews over on the Spotify. So thank you very much, whoever's done that as well. Really, really appreciate that. And yes, I will be back after the PSG game. And I will be back after the Southampton game. And it won't just be me on my own. I promise you, I will save enough time to get guests on. And then we can have a better long form sort of chat and podcast, which you're used to. So yeah, thanks, everybody. Take care. Have a good evening. And enjoy the game tomorrow. Come on, the Arsenal.